You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The suspect who broke into Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass' home over the weekend was allegedly in the throes of a mental breakdown at the time of the break-in, RadarOnline.com has learned. In the latest development to come after Ephraim Hunter, 29, was arrested for breaking into Mayor Bass' mansion on Sunday, his family broke their silence regarding the matter. According to Hunter's mother, her son was suffering a mental breakdown when he allegedly broke into the mayor's mansion on Sunday. He also thought people were chasing him. "My son is losing his mind," Hunter's mother, Josephine Dua, told Daily Mail this week. "He thought people were chasing him and he ran into that house randomly. He wasn't trying to break into the mayor's house. Thank God it wasn't someone who would have pulled a gun and shot him, because he was just trying to run away from someone he thought was trying to get him," she continued. "He didn't know where he was and what he was doing," the suspect's mother added. "The truth is, he needs mental help." Hunter's mother also suggested that her son's mental breakdown on Sunday was brought on by drugs. "He had a problem with drugs before, but he went out to California and was doing great until it got to him again," she explained on Tuesday. "The issue is there are a lot of drugs available in California. Whatever that drug is, he was in this drug-induced state that made him scared of everything," Hunter's mother continued. "I want people to understand that he wasn't trying to break in. He was in fear for his life. He needs help, and that's the only reason why I'm talking," Dua told Daily Mail. "I'm his mom and I know he needs help. He's only been doing the drugs for weeks and it rapidly deteriorated him mentally," she added. "I really don't understand what made him do that, because he was doing excellent. He just took that drug and got him to where he thought he was losing his mind." As RadarOnline.com previously noted, Hunter was arrested on Sunday morning after he allegedly broke into Mayor Bass' Getty House on Irving Boulevard. Hunter was later charged on Tuesday with first-degree residential burglary with a person present and one count of vandalism causing $400 or more in damage. Mayor Bass, her daughter, her son-in-law, and her newborn grandson were reportedly at the home on Irving Boulevard at the time of the break-in. Nobody was injured during the incident. "Mayor Bass and her family were not injured and are safe," the mayor's office said in a statement shortly after the break-in transpired over the weekend. "The mayor is grateful to LAPD for responding and arresting the suspect. Hunter remains in an LA jail with a $100,000 bail following the incident."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.